Hey friend, welcome back to the Holy and Hungry segment of the Vision Driven Health podcast. This midweek episode is a short health devotional for you where you can bring your hunger to the table and be filled with what God has for your health. In today's episode, I'm particularly excited because I got really passionate. This is kind of one of the big, I guess, motivators or Bible, I'm not necessarily Bible verses, it's a verse that speaks to a big part of Jesus' ministry that fuels my fire for what I do. So in today's episode, we're really getting into it. Why does it matter that Jesus spent so much time healing physical bodies? Let's find out.
Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience. 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and 2 kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in.
So I mentioned this in the last episode, in episode 67, when I was talking about gardening. And I gotta be honest, I have found it so frustrating to discover how much of a learning process gardening is. Now I'm shifting my perspective. I'm ready for it. I'm like, all right, it's a learning process. Plants are going to die. I might not get all the veggies I was hoping for. And I just thought, man, this would be so much easier if somebody had a course or some kind of like step-by-step. Okay, here's exactly what you do for your area that enables you to have successful guaranteed veggies. Now, that probably does exist. If anybody knows of that, go ahead and let me know, I guess, for my next gardening attempt, because those little seedlings are in the soil that I created and hopefully will be healthy and well. But friend, when it comes to healthy weight loss, I have a course for you. You don't have to do this trial and error thing where you're trying, okay, I'm going to try this diet, or I'm going to do this, or even doing it without support, doing it on your own, putting forth time, energy, and motivation in such a way that leaves you feeling depleted, defeated, and without the results that you want. Or even if you get the results, then you end up back where you started because there wasn't a core change in your perspective and your mindset, and you weren't equipped not only from a community standpoint, but in a way of partnering with God and learning how you can depend on Him for endless motivation. Friend, all of this is what I've put into the Healthy Weight Loss Academy, and our next cohort is opening soon. You can sign up today for the May cohort of the Healthy Weight Loss Academy at visiondrivenhealth.com/course. Matthew 4:23 through 24 reads, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee and from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan." Amen. I also love that there are other passages where it talks about how Jesus went to a town and it says everybody there was healed. Hundreds, maybe even thousands were healed. Now, my big thing with this is twofold. But before I get into that, I do want to say that it is so hard to wrestle with sickness when someone has prayed and asked to be healed and they aren't. It's also really tough when someone has tried to take care of their body and to be well, but then somehow they still end up with some kind of unexpected health challenge. These situations happen. And honestly, I don't have a good explanation for it. All I can say is we are in a broken, fallen world where sickness exists. And thankfully, God still offers us hope. He still offers us peace. He still promises and is with us. And thankfully, this is not our forever home. It's quite temporary, actually. So with this in mind, the twofold aspect of Jesus's healing ministry, healing hundreds and thousands of people during his public ministry, is this. One, when people heard what Jesus did, their faith increased. When they heard who he was, they came. And they came in multitudes. And they came sick. And they came broken. And they came hoping for healing. I think the example that we see in scripture is always to come to God and ask and hope for healing. Even if you've tried every diet there is, even if you feel your health is beyond repair, even if you haven't found a single bit of relief or hope in something that will work for you, I believe we can still hope for healing. Now, we aren't guaranteed that things will turn out the way we want to, but we see time and time again where Jesus acknowledged and commended those who came to him in faith. So friend, my first point is to encourage you, no matter what, to bring your pain, your challenge, and your health to Jesus and trust that he'll carry you through. The second point I want to make regarding Jesus's healing ministry is that the thing Jesus does the most in the 3 years he had of public ministry, at least according to the amount of Bible verses that testify about it, is heal physical bodies. Now, 3 years is not a long time. We're talking about the ultimate ministry, the Son of God doing his thing on earth. And within his ministry, he chose to spend most of his time healing physical bodies. That is what the man we follow and we serve chose to do. I think that's very significant. I think that says something about your body, about your worth, about his creation. When we don't view our bodies as important, when we don't think it makes sense to figure out how to prioritize our health, I think we can look and consider that Jesus himself prioritized physical health. I don't think he was wasting his time. He didn't tell the sick who came to him to just focus on spiritual things. Your physical well-being doesn't matter. That's not as important. No, there is something spiritual about the physical. And if we keep our physical well-being separate from our spiritual well-being, we run the risk of missing a key part of what God has given to us. He has given us these bodies. These are the chosen vehicles by which we do his work. There's something important about getting to experience his design in our physical well-being. Friend, my encouragement for you today is consider how you might prioritize your health. Consider whether you're where you believe you can be in your physical well-being. And I'm not talking about running marathons or lifting 500 pounds. I'm saying, can you go upstairs without losing your breath? Can you walk several miles without discomfort? Do you have the stamina to show up for your family and friends? Are you too tired and exhausted to let Jesus love through you? Then friend, I want you to know, there's grace, and there is a way to partner with Jesus to begin to prioritize your health and experience a different lifestyle, a different way of eating, a different way of moving, and a different way of thinking about your body.
Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health Podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. If it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week.